Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep inside the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by U.S. Cellular, live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show on 1460 KXNO.
Thank you very much, Andrew Downs, the birthday boy, Andrew Downs. Just saw that pop across my Facebook account, so happy birthday to Andrew Downs who created that intro, and welcome to this evening's installment of the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Of course, we are live here from Benchwarmers in gorgeous Ankeny, Iowa, where you can come watch Iowa State and Texas Tech kick off at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Big Cyclone Fanatic game watch right here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We want to invite you to that. And before we get to all the shenanigans that you plan on each and every Thursday night from 7 to 8 here on KXNO, we got a special guest on the Hy-Vee Hotline. We welcome Iowa State head basketball coach Fred Hoiberg to the program. Where, Fred, you held your media day today, and we had Bill Finnelly on with us last week after his media day, and it was clear that the coach just tired of talking to guys like myself. We appreciate you coming on here. How many times have you been asked about your point guard today? That's a good way to start this thing.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty accurate statement by Coach Finnelly that he said that. But yeah, it's a lot to answer your question. A lot about that, a lot about Melvin, a lot about George. And then to be honest with you, after that, I don't think many people know much about the rest of our roster. And, you know, that's kind of the feeling I'm getting right now from going out and speaking to groups. I had a great time speaking at the Cyclone Club luncheon today out at Hickory Hall. And, you know, just really try to introduce who our players are and what their strengths are and you know, just try to set some expectations for who we have. But we're excited, Chris. It's, you know, it's going to be a fun group to coach because they really play hard and the effort's there. We're just a lot less experienced than we have been the last couple seasons with what we've lost.
Fred, a guy who I think really has intrigued me since the day you signed him, and after I had a chance to talk with him at length today, I found myself even more curious about what he's going to bring to the table when November rolls around, and that's Dustin Hoge from Indian Hills Community College. Very telling to me when Melvin Edgem told me today that he never knew what it was like to defend himself until Dustin Hoge came to town, and according to your press conference too, those guys have been duking it out pretty good down there. But tell us just a little bit about what you've seen with him, and if that comparison with Melvin Edgem, if he could be that type of guy, what do you think of that?
Oh, I love Dustin's mentality. I love how he approaches things every day. He's just an absolute warrior, especially on the glass. And you know, Melvin, I think what he's probably referring to is, you know, Melvin had two rebounds secured last week, and Dustin just came in and ripped it right out of his hands, and you just don't do that to Melvin Edgem very often. So he can go get it, and that's something that we're really going to need. With last year, he was a big guard, Chris Babb, and then Will Clyburn at 6'7" at the small forward. Gives you an opportunity to play a smaller lineup because of his ability to rebound, and that's what Dustin will allow us to do. We can still get away with playing Melvin and George at the front in the front court. And then have a guy that can go out and help you on the glass. And then the other guy is DeAndre. He had 8 rebounds in a 10-minute scrimmage the other day. Has really been committed to getting back there to the glass. And that's an area where I think we can be a little better, you know, especially once we start playing bigger players in our conference.
Coach, I'm glad that someone's asking you questions about Melvin Edgen, because it seems like the guy just does nothing but work hard year after year, and no one talks about him. So I'm glad you actually got to answer questions this year. But, you know, thinking of Chris Babb, since you kind of brought that up, he was like the guy where no matter who we were playing, we take their best player, cut their points in half, and then cut it in half, and that's about what they're going to get. Now he's no longer with the team. He's moved on to bigger and better things. Who is that defensive guy to pick up the slack there for our most famous defensive player ever? My name is Chris Babb.
Yeah, that's a great question, Tron. I'm still trying to figure out who that guy is going to be. And it was fun to watch Chris last night. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see him playing for the Celtics and scoring 12 points in that fourth quarter comeback that they had. But it's right now, you know, I'd say it's probably a little bit by committee. I think top to bottom will be a little bit better, more capable defensively with some of the guys that we have. DeAndre has shown an amazing commitment, I think, on the defensive end. I think everybody knew we could score coming in with averaging 15 points per game in three consecutive seasons. One of two players in the nation to do that. But he's really been a lockdown defender for us, moves his feet, strong enough to get through screens, can really chase on pin down. And then Dustin Hogue, I'd put in that category as well, as a physical defender that can guard bigger wings like the Marcus Smarts and the Andrew Wiggins. In our conference. With the other positions, you know, George and Melvin have shown capabilities moving their feet. And then, I think we've got a couple guys like Naz Long coming back from last year that they can really get out to defend. So, like I said, we'll be able to put some lineups out there that can hopefully shut some people down.
Hey, Coach, does Chris Babb have a chance to make the Celtics, or is he going to be a victim of the old guaranteed numbers game?
You know what? They have 14 guaranteed contracts, and they are just enough under the luxury tax where they can absorb a rookie contract. They actually can't take anything more. They can't. They couldn't take a veteran because that would put them in the tax. So that'll allow Babb to have a shot. And, you know, if he played like he did last night, and I've been in communication with Danny Ainge and also with Brad Stevens, and they've loved everything he's all about. He's been out there getting acclimated, I think, 2 or 3 weeks before the beginning of training camp and getting to know those guys and know the system. And, you know, he's certainly taking advantage of that right now.
Awesome. Good to hear. A question about your team. 2 years ago, your team was, I think the identity was Royce White's brilliance, just carried the torch. And last year was such a balanced team. As you enter this season, what do you think the identity of this team is? Are you going to be more of a balanced team, or is your strength now into the front court?
Well, I think it sure is in the front court with the guys we have returning with Melvin and George, especially the experience they have. You bring in a proven scorer in DeAndre, and then, you know, those other guys are going to have to step in and fill those other minutes right now that are going to be up for grabs. And you look at last year with Tyrus brought us off the bench, and, Babb obviously could really shoot it. Clyburn was a very natural scorer. So we've got a lot to replace on the perimeter. A little scary for me to think about that. But we've got capable guys. I think Matt Thomas is really coming along. Monty Morris has been really, really steady at the point. KJ Bluford has shown stretches where he can really get it going, as well as Sharon. So, I'll be younger, and you never know how those guys will play. You can do it in practice, but once those lights turn on, who's going to be the guy that make them when the pressure's on?
You know, Coach, back to George. The first time I saw this kid, I'm from the Blacktop, so I've seen a lot of old school players. And the first thing I thought when I saw Niang, I said, man, this young kid has an old man's game. And you've been in the game as long as you are, you kind of know what I'm talking about. Have you seen a player this young with such an old style game? It's almost like you watch his feet. He's got quick feet. He's got great hands. It's like playing an old guy.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. He's definitely a throwback type player, Tron, similar to yourself, Tron, you play in those noon ball games, but he can't jump over a phone book, but, he's got great footwork, he's got an unbelievable touch, he's very crafty, he can get his jump hook off at a lot of different angles, and he can step out and shoot, and, it's becoming, you're seeing less and less of those players in today's game. You're seeing more, highlight reel athletic players. But you don't see a lot of those guys that just go out and produce, and that's who George Niang is.
Fred, last question for you, and we'll let you go. I assume you watched last Thursday night's football game, everything that went down. The first thing I thought of when everything happened, I was like, well, You know, at least Paul has someone to talk to with a game being robbed from you, and that he can just call Fred Hoiberg. I assume you're on his speed dial. Do you guys have any interesting conversations this week?
Oh, I sent him a couple messages. You know, I knew exactly the phone call he was going to have the next day with the league office and with the supervisor of officials. And it was a shame. I thought we truly outplayed those guys. And had a great chance to get a momentum win going into a tough stretch here in the road. Paul's going to be fine. You know, in fact, I think if I'm not mistaken, we were 16-point dogs last time we went down to Texas Tech. Yep. Came out with that big win. So, I love the way that, Wemberly played and, Sam looks like he'd get back healthy and the line looked a lot better. So I think best days are ahead.
There you go, a little football analysis from the mayor here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Thank you, Fred. We appreciate it. Get some rest, all right?
Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. That's Fred Hoiberg, Iowa State men's basketball coach, here tonight on the Hy-Vee Hotline. So now we can introduce Tron Smith and Brent Blue. You heard him firing away at the mayor. Tron, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. You know, it's always good to, we had Coach Finnerly last week and then Fred this week. I mean, you look at this coaching staff across the board, Christy Johnson, Lynch, Paul Rhodes, all these guys, Kevin Jackson. What a great job Jamie Pollard has done getting these guys in here. Yeah,
we need to get Christy on.
Really?
I love volleyball.
Me too.
I really do.
Well, I have a daughter that plays, so it's different.
It's such a fun sport to watch.
Yeah, really?
Bloom and I used to do volleyball play by play back in the day.
I enjoy watching the games.
In person, there's not much that can rival it because it moves.
Oh, it's at a high level. We should all go.
We should talk to Christy and see if we can't courtside.
I still have no idea. They have plays and stuff. It just looks like they're throwing the ball to each other.
Bumping, setting, and spiking, baby.
It's probably more complicated than it looks.
Hey, Bloom, you're a basketball savant of sorts.
Thank you.
Did you watch the press conference today? Did you tune into John Walters' coverage?
I was following on Twitter, and everyone else's Twitter. I didn't get to see it.
Okay. Well, I was just curious if you had just any general thoughts. You know what the thing that stuck out to me was that two things that Fred – that I kind of stumbled upon at Iowa State men's basketball media day today. One, when Fred Hoiberg commented on Melvin Edgem's outside shot and how he's seen a lot of improvement there over the last 365 days. To me, if that becomes the truth, if that's not just talk and if that did absolutely happen, then that lineup just got a whole lot scarier. Two, I had a good chat with Matt Thomas, the freshman, who many people think was the top shooter in the entire 2013 recruiting class. A very refreshing talk with him, because usually you talk with Matt Thomas, guys, and you just think about him shooting threes and putting it through the net. He's really had to work hard on defense. And I found it fascinating. You don't talk about defense a lot. You think, oh, a guy's got to get better on the offense. What's he going to do? He's going to go in the gym. He's going to put up shots. But Matt talked to me about different things that Doc Sadler's been doing with him and that to become a better defensive team. And I think that we're going to see a lot of that. Maybe not November, but when January comes around, I think this could be a decent team on the defensive end.
Totally different team philosophy, I think, this year than it was the last 2 years, because they can't just rely on their overwhelming firepower from the perimeter to beat teams. They still have a lot of good shooters, but they have to find other ways to win this year. It's not going to be old school like Tim Floyd and Larry Eustace just bang people around style. It'll be more of a mix between those two. Matt Thomas didn't have to guard anybody. I mean, he's in Wisconsin, not exactly Big 12
Hoiberg
talent.
Said he'd never played a man-to-man until he got to Iowa State,
and
ever.
And that's a huge learning curve.
Yeah.
But I think just from him trying to be a good defender, nothing against Tyrus McGee, but Tyrus wasn't a really good defender. Will Clyburn was long.
Christofferson wasn't a very
not a good defender either.
Nope.
I think that these guys defensively should be better this year than they have in the last 2 years, and that could carry them to a third NCAA tournament. But they got to find rebounders along with that.
Hey, Tron, can I make a prediction?
Let's hear it.
I know you. You're like my brother nowadays, right? Your favorite player is going to be Dustin Hoge. I know how you think. I know how you view the world. You're going to love this guy. I mean, this is a guy who I'm already giving him a nickname before I've ever even seen him play, the Enforcer.
Well, you know what I say about nicknames. Kids have to earn nicknames. You just don't give a nickname. Have to earn it. If you don't believe that, ask Darius Reynolds. You notice I don't call him what you guys
call
him.
You don't call him money. We got to get page views, baby, so we can get people to Wilson Toyota Vane.
The enforcer.
The enforcer. The enforcer. I was blown away by my interview with this kid. I saw him play a little bit down at the Cap City League, too, where he's an intriguing guy, Trum, where he's not going to put up a lot of shots, and he knows that he's not, well, Clyburn, on the offensive side of the ball. But he's big, he's burly, he's undersized, he has a chip on his shoulder, and he actually told me that he's been told numerous times throughout his career that he's too physical. I like a guy.
I
like
that. So you got Anthony Booker with a little thump
fire,
to him, huh?
A little bit less body. You know, he's not as tall, but he's apparently he's pretty nasty when you get him down low.
And now, see, you were there, and Bloom, you and I, we're normal working guys, so we don't get to go out and do that. You were there. I think the big question for me and for everyone else is the point guard. I mean, we talked about this earlier in the season with Boo Boo being gone. Did that get a lot of play
I'll be honest with you, though. I think that it's gotten too much play, just from the sense of if you review. Since Fred has been here, throw Deontay Garrett ear out of the window because he was clearly the guy you're going to have. I mean, it's multiple guys handling the basketball. Royce White was their point guard. You know what I mean? I think that Kane will be the primary guy, but, you know, if Monty Morris checks into the game and DeAndre Kane is still in there, Morris will probably be handled. I think it's going to be multiple guys handling that role.
Anymore, especially with Iowa State's offense, you need a guy to push the ball up the floor, for one. Anybody can do that. You don't have to be a point guard to do that.
Yeah.
And two, somebody who can run off a ball screen. Because that's Iowa State's offense, is they put George on top of the key, they use him as a screener, or they give him the ball on top of the key and use someone else as a screener, and that's what gets into the set. They'll be fine. I'm not concerned about the point guard. I think Kane will be fine.
Yeah.
Long will play. Morris will play. They've got some options there, and people who can handle the ball, and that's really all you need. Somehow get the ball to Thomas and Niang, and you'll be okay.
And then, you know, and you were there again. I mean, Sharon Dorsey-Walker, who they redshirted last year, and I've seen the kid just around town. He appears to be a little bigger. He's put on a little size.
28 pounds.
That's good, and that's what he needs. So, I wonder how much he'll play into this offense also.
Well, we'll find out. But, gentlemen, we need to take a break because it's football season. Basketball is on the horizon, but we're going to talk a lot of Iowa State and Texas Tech. Before we do so, I want to remind everybody to check out the Mascot and Me app for your iPhone or Android. It's brought to you by U.S. Cellular. Pretty cool little app. You download it, you get your picture taken with Cy. It's courtesy of U.S. Cellular. The Mascot and Me app. There's a little bit of a competition here. U.S. Cellular wants to know which school of all the participating schools will get the most downloads, and I have to imagine Cy's doing pretty well at this point in time, but we'll find out. We'll keep you tabulated. We'll keep the standings updated for you. Again, that is the Mascot and Me app, brought to you by U.S. Cellular for your iPhone or Android. We will be back with football conversation. We're going to talk Iowa State and Texas Tech right after this on the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live here from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at hostduplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
As a small business owner, this is one of the sweetest sounds you can hear. After all, more calls mean more customers. And now U.S. Cellular wants to give one lucky small business owner up to $25,000 in advertising so they can turn into... more advertising means more sales. Enter the Spotlight on America's Backbone contest and you could win up to $25,000 in advertising for your small business. Just go to americasbackbone.com and enter by September 1st. No purchase necessary to enter a win. Ends 9/113. For official contest rules and details, visit americasbackbone.com.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They're the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers here in Ankeny. It's the USA or Cyclone Fanatic radio show. We're back on Thursday night. We've been on Wednesday the last 2 weeks, and I believe we're here on Thursday for, well, quite some time, as long as Cardinals baseball doesn't interfere with us, which is possible. Brent Bloom, you're a Cardinals fan. You feeling good? You riding high?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be? Dodgers at home. No worries.
You know, I despise both of those franchises, but I'll actually root for the Cardinals. At least you all have won something. You have a reason and a right to be arrogant like you are. The Dodgers are just cocky.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Yasiel Puig dealing with a real team and not the Braves.
That's why I talk about your arrogance. Yeah, now you very easily could have just been like, yeah, you know what, Chris, we appreciate it. We'll take your support. But you had to take a shot at a nasty shot at my team. I didn't even say it. I didn't bring it up.
So are the Cubs still playing? Or
they were done in April.
Second game, yeah. Second game of the season.
Hey, a little bit of breaking non-news. I wouldn't quite call it news.
Breaking non-news.
Yeah, Chris Level, he covers Texas Tech. He was on Miller and Brinson earlier today. Very good reporter. A sideline reporter for Texas Tech football. He publishes RedRaidersSports.com, part of the Rivals Network. He just tweeted out, and he actually, Chris hosts Cliff Kingsbury's show. So you know like Walters does the Paul Rhodes show on Mondays. They do it on Thursdays in Lubbock. And Kingsbury has not ruled out Baker Mayfield for Saturday. Said it's going to be a game time decision. Well,
can I say
imagine
something?
That
doesn't really mean anything.
Can I say something?
Yeah. What's up?
Kingsbury's
just don't swear.
Kingsbury's playing the slow play card. I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to play.
Neither do I.
I don't think anybody does.
And they know this, but they don't want Iowa State to know this.
But do they think Iowa State's a bunch of idiots?
No. Maybe.
I mean, every football program and college football.
And also, Mayfield and Davis Webb, they're two quarterbacks. I haven't really seen Brewer, the third guy.
He's the best of the three, in my
opinion.
Right,
but he's got the back injury.
Well, but
point is, none of them are that different from each other. that you have to drastically change your game plan. It's not like you're dealing with Michael.
Yeah, their game plan is going to be the same regardless. I mean, this team isn't a running team at all. That's not what they're looking to do. Their first thing is to chuck the ball.
All right, if you're Iowa State, though, and you don't ride the fence here, and you have to pick one of the three who you'd rather face. We'd all say Webb, right?
Yeah, yes. I would rather.
51% completion percentage.
I might say Brewer because he hasn't played
all year. Yeah. But he was clearly their number one choice going into camp. So, you know what? I'm going to say Webb. This is why I feel good about this game, guys. I picked Iowa State to win the game. I was pretty confident about it on Monday. If you do some research on Tech, their defense is very impressive, I think. I'm very impressed with Texas.
Yeah, how is Iowa State going to score?
Defense. But here's the thing, though. Speaking from an offensive football team, they've had field days on, Stephen F. Austin, SMU, Texas State, and Kansas. They face one legitimate defense, a good defense, in TCU. We're outgained by TCU's offense without Casey Paul-Hall. Let me rephrase. Outgained by TCU's offense at home. Turn the ball over three times. Why does everybody think this offense is so good that Texas Tech has?
They haven't played anybody with the pulse.
They play with the pulse, they turn it over three times, and they got cloned. That's our new term here on the show.
Cloned.
When you get screwed by the refs, you get cloned. They got cloned. TCU did, okay? They should have won that football game. Texas Tech should have won, lost. So, the whole scary offense thing, I just don't understand at this point. I don't get it.
Do you know what it is? It's the same reason that people are still afraid of the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. It's their tradition.
Yeah.
And people don't look at what's actually happening on the field. Now, statistically, yes, their offense is still pretty good. But, Chris, I'm with you. They don't frighten me. And I would actually be surprised if they get to 35 points on Iowa State.
I don't have them winning this game. I think that it is a perfect mix for Iowa State. I think they want to throw the ball, and I'm more confident with someone trying to throw the ball on this team, on these DBs, than I am someone running right at us. I like the fact that they like to throw the ball. They've got 9 interceptions on the season. Like you just said, they haven't played anybody yet, so they're real loose with the ball. I think that they're going to play right into what we want. And to be honest with you, I think Deion Broomfield and Jacquez Washington has great days. I mean,
to me, it comes down to what they did do at home against a good defense. Iowa State's defense isn't as good as TCU's. Let's not kid ourselves. But they were very good. And they got quarterback. I'm not a controversy, but we got no idea what's going on there. They've had, and that's the same deal. Somebody's not getting wrapped. You know what I mean? I can't find the right word. I'm tongue-tied right now. But they got issues inside of
Chris
that program
tongue-tied?
Right now when you don't have a quarterback taking all the snaps, just like Iowa State saw the last couple of season. They're ripe for an upset.
And they don't run it well, and their line is very young. They've got one really good tackle who's a dynamite and is an NFL player, but their other four of them aren't great. The problem, Chris, is, and I think Iowa State will be fine defensively. They'll hold them, again, under 35 points, probably less, is how is Iowa State going to score on that defense, because that defense is really good.
Let me help you. I told you weeks ago that if this Iowa State offense ever got an identity, they're really going to be tough. And yes, they're young, and yes, we may be calling a homer card here, but the point of this is team has an identity. And when you look at this team and the personnel they have, it's a scary thing when they get confident. Listen, Aaron Wimberly has changed the way this offense looks, because he's a threat to run the ball. Now you got a guy like Bundrus, and you have Ekby, and then you have these tight ends that can do whatever they want. This team is a little more explosive than we think. I think we'll see it against Texas Tech. Here's the thing with Iowa State. You look at this offense, and there's not a defense that thinks they're good, that's worried about this offense scoring. We've seen it against Texas last week. These guys are figuring out that they can do things. Wimberly opens up everything. I like the fact that we're willing to throw the ball down the field to Quentin Bundridge. I like the fact that Ekby's okay with coming across the middle. We'll see a different offense. We'll see a different Iowa State offense this week against Texas. This is when they need to prove it now.
I'll say this. I think I'm somewhere in between you two, because Bloom's being a pessimist
Tron's
being an eternal optimist.
You're on the road against a top 20 team. You can't just expect that to happen.
Yeah, but why are they 20? Why are they a top 20 team? Who have they won to prove it to?
They are the top-ranked rushing defense in the Big 12 Conference.
Who have they played, though?
I agree. We've already established that.
Because that means a lot.
Well, TCU, you got to give them credit for beating TCU at home. Even though
they got cloned.
They got cloned. We all know that. But you still get credit for the win.
You giving Texas credit for beating us last week?
I'll give Texas credit for the fact that they actually showed up. I don't think people have talked about that enough. I think everybody's like, oh, Mac Brown's on his way out. And that team showed up and played.
They didn't have a choice.
Iowa State played a game Texas team. I mean, I don't think they're very good. And I think they're going to get killed this weekend by Oklahoma. I really do. But Texas didn't just sleepwalk through that football game. Iowa State saw them at their best. So, yeah, I'll give Texas a little credit because they didn't have to show up at that point in time. I'll give them a little credit.
They had to show up.
You know, I just think that Tech's defense, you got to remember these are Tommy Tuberville guys, and he's a defensive guy. That they're good players. It's a solid front seven, and Iowa State still I think they're heading in the right direction, but can you really say that you trust that offense?
Right.
I don't trust that offense. I think that that offense has all sorts of potential. I think that they could blow up and have a 40-point outburst, but I don't trust them.
We're Vikings fans, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a running back. When you have a running back that you have to account for, you make mediocre receivers look real good. Okay, that's just it. You have to account for the run. Now, I'm not saying our receivers are mediocre. Yeah. I'm saying that what I've seen against Texas really intrigues me for the simple fact that these guys are willing to go out and they're starting to get confidence. And when you play with confidence, you can do more. You think you can do more.
Yeah.
This team has a chip on their shoulder, and they should. They got job 2 weeks ago or last week, and they're going to come out and prove it. I like this offense. We'll be here next week, Bloom, and you'll look me in the face and say, you told me, you saw it, you're right. I'll take that from you. If you want to say it now, you can.
I fully think Iowa State can win this game. Let me put that out there. I think they can win this game. And I think even your picks, Chris, I picked Iowa State to win. That said, this is still, I keep coming back to it, an undefeated team playing with a lot of confidence under a new head coach at home. That's a lot for a 1-3 team to go down the win. Now, Iowa State has played a lot better, and they've got elements coming together. But it's going to take everything, and it's going to take taking care of the ball, which Iowa State's done a pretty good job of. And also, Wally Burnham's defense is going to have to keep forcing turnovers as well. That's the way they win, is if whoever the quarterback is for Texas Tech throws it to the wrong team a couple of times. If Tech plays a clean game and Iowa State plays a clean game, I think Tech has just enough of an edge to win. But that's the factor there.
That's a good segue, and I want to get a quick plug into our friends at U.S. Cellular. You can download the Mascot and Me app for your iPhone or your Android. It's the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO. If you'd like to join us on the Hy-Vee hotline, you can call right now. Who do you agree with, Bloom or Tron? 515-284-5966 on the Hy-Vee hotline. 515-284-5966. Bloom just touched on something where, you know, if you go back and watch that Texas game, the thing that screamed out to me, other than the officiating, obviously, Iowa State's defensive backs have to make some plays.
Right.
You got to step up and make a play, gentlemen. You're in the right spot.
Yeah.
They're in the right spot, Tron. You got to make a play. You got to pick one of those balls off. Because, you know, you get one of those, you probably beat Texas despite the officiating. You know what I mean? So, and when you go on the road, I mean, there's no better way to suck the life out of an opposing crowd, especially a rowdy one like Lubbock, where, interestingly enough, everybody tells me it's the worst place in the Big 12 to play. You know, Dion, you keep talking about your boys, your safety, step up and make a play.
And
I know you're seniors. I know you're experienced, but you got to pick one of those balls off, Tron.
You know, we can go back. I'm leaving the Texas game alone. We can go back, and there's tons of things you can pick.
Well, you
got
to make a play, Tron.
The thing is this.
Is doing the same thing they've always done, but they're not forcing turnovers.
Well, they're going to get a lot of opportunities against Tech because they're going to throw the ball across their face all night. So, you know, we'll talk about David Irving. I think this is a great opportunity. A team that likes to throw the ball, they're comfortable throwing the ball. That clock is a little slower in their head. It doesn't move like teams that don't throw the ball well. That quarterback's got a little – his time is a little slower than any other quarterback's because he's comfortable. That's all they do is throw the ball. I expect David Irving, Rodney Cole, Willie Scott, I expect these guys to really try to push forward and get some kind of pressure. If whoever's back there, if they can sit back there all day and figure it out, it's going to be a long day.
And what happened down there 2 years ago is Iowa State got off to a really fast start. They forced two turnovers in the first quarter. They're up 21-0 after the first quarter,
oh,
and
yeah.
It was all she wrote from there. If you can keep their crowd out of it, force a turnover early, score early, then the game changes. And, Chris, I was surprised. You had made a great point last week that Iowa State needed to start fast against Texas. Texas goes up 10-0.
Yeah, I thought it was over.
And we're thinking, oh, no. Iowa State talent-wise with Texas was really actually pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, physically, they – They were 100 yards better than Texas. They had the ball 10 minutes longer. Iowa State should have won that game. But this week, when you're on the road especially, you have to win the turnover battle. And it's going to be key down in Lubbock, because if those young quarterbacks they have start questioning themselves for the first time all year, that's when you can get their head and really make something happen.
It will be interesting. 11 o'clock kick. I want to promote our game watches. We'll be having one here, right here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Also down in West Des Moines, if you're in the West Des Moines area, our good friends down at the Keg Stand will be hosting a game watch. Right here in Benchwarmers, $6 domestic pitchers, some fireball shots. No, Bloom's a fan of those. Half-price appetizers once the game kicks off. And Keg Stand's actually going to open at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. What did that, 3 hours before kick? So you can get your pregame on. Let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline at 515-284-5966. We have Andrew on the line. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been watching the replays, and I got to watch some Texas Tech games this year, too. You know, I wonder if the real factor is, I wonder if it's going to come down to Wimberly. I keep thinking that, and I don't know why. We're talking a lot about, I know our secondary has issues, and they're a good running defense, and I know that. I just have a feeling that, like with Texas, I mean, Texas is not, wasn't, I mean, they got gouged for a ton of yards from BYU, obviously, but I just think Wimberly's a different kind of back. I think he's a different kind of back in the Big 12. When I watch a lot of Big 12 backs, I mean, they're fast and everything, but they're a lot bigger and they're a lot, I don't know. I just think it's going to come down to Wimberly. And I think if they can stop Wimberly, we're in deep trouble. But I think if we can get the running game going and he can get him out in some space, I think Iowa State could play that possession clock, which I think is going to be the most important thing of this game. If we can have the possession like we had against Texas, time of possession, I think we're really going to, I think we're going to win the game. So I just wanted to hear what you guys had to say about that, so I'll hang up. Thanks, guys.
That's a good call. Thanks, Andrew, for calling in on the Hy-Vee hotline. And even so, with Wimberly, a lot of the runs you saw him make against Texas were all him. You know, he was creating based off of holes that were not there. Paul Rhodes said on Monday that Tom Farniok should play the majority of the game, which he has not done the last two games. That's huge. And you get Jameson Locke back, and he will play sparingly. He's a lot like Farniok did against Tulsa. But Tron, I mean, we can talk about Aaron Wimberly all we want. Great back. First Iowa State running back since Alexander Robinson to go 100-yard games, two games in a row. But the offensive line, really. Wimberly, you can only put so much on him. Against that front seven, the offensive line has to show up.
I agree with you. But the one thing that's really nice about Wimberly is he's the perfect back for a questionable offensive line, meaning he's going to get north and south quick, and he doesn't need much to get through the hole. There was a call last week, and I don't know if it was Zach Lapidia or who it was. I have to go back and listen. But someone had a big question. They were questioning the fact of if Wimberly was a Big 12 back. I would like to talk to that person right now,
Zach.
Because I said it's a little different. He's a different type of back. He's a hard if you watch his hits when he does get hit, he doesn't really take a flush hit. They're all it's like watching Floyd Mayweather fight. You can't really get a good shot on him. He's quick and he's nifty. He's a great back for this type of offensive line. Yes, they will have to play well. Farniak being back is going to make a big difference. But, you know, I'm serious when I say this. You got to watch this kid. He's just a little different. He's not a big back. He's not going to run too many people over. But unless you're a DB for Texas, go back and watch it. It'll be interesting.
The caller, Andrew, made a great point that there's not many Big 12 backs like him. He's a different type of speed. I mean, there's good speed, and then he's got that extra juice. The Candy Crush type juice. But, you know, when he runs the outside, it's a shock at first, I think, for the defense, because they think they can have the angle. I mean, Texas has great athletes. Wimberly was beating them to the edge. And he's going to be able to do that all year, making a lot of running plays out of something that's not there. It takes a while for teams to adjust to him. He's going to be X factor all year. If Wimberly's getting into the open field, this Iowa State offense is so much better.
Yeah, I'm going to make you happy. I'm going to say this before you go.
All right.
I like when Wimberly's in the game and they have Jeff Woody blocking.
Yeah,
I knew that's where you were going.
That's my boy.
You know what? That's a great look, and it works.
That's my boy. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to play five questions, of course. But before we go, I do want to remind everybody to get my guy, Glenn Waterhouse. You heard him here from State Farm Insurance. He was on the program with us last week. Former Cyclone Glenn Waterhouse, a State Farm agent down there in Johnston. And we want you to give him a call. It's pretty simple how you get a hold of him as well. I know you're probably hanging out on Iowa State's top fan site, of course, CycloneFanatic.com right now. Just go to the right-hand side of your screen. You're going to see Glenn's banner ad right there. You're just going to click on it. It's going to take you right to GlennWaterhouse.com. You're going to give him a call or shoot him an email, do whatever you want to do. But go in there and give the guy a shot. He's a clone, man. Why would you not want to go in? And insurance, it's not ever fun to switch up your insurance and to buy insurance, but it's something you got to have. And if you can go in there and you can talk Iowa State football and do it with somebody you trust and somebody who supports Iowa State and CycloneFanatic.com, why not give it a shot? So give my guy Glenn Waterhouse a call. Just go over on CycloneFanatic.com. It's the right side of the screen. Click on his banner ad. It'll take you to his website, and we'll get you hooked up from there. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic radio show from Benchwarmers in Ankeny right after this on 1460 KXNO.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. IowaRealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
If you're tuned into the Cyclone Fanatic radio show and you're not a proud owner of your very own man cave, then I got to ask you this simple question. What in the world is wrong with you anyway? Cyclone Fanatics, this is Chris Williams here on behalf of Custom Granite of Central Iowa. Now, football season is finally here, and chances are you've got a man cave at the very least on your mind. You want to build a bar? Well, you need to do it right. You've got to outfit your man cave with my guys at Custom Granite of Central Iowa. Do this. It's very simple. Call my guy, Big Mike Fontana, at 515-249-8777, and he is going to hook you up. Remember, you're going to do the man cave. You've got to do it right. Check him out on the web at CustomGraniteIowa.com.
As a small business owner, this is one of the sweetest sounds you can hear. After all, more calls mean more customers. And now U.S. Cellular wants to give one lucky small business owner up to $25,000 in advertising so they can turn into more advertising means more sales. Enter the Spotlight on America's Backbone contest and you could win up to $25,000 in advertising for your small business. Just go to americasbackbone.com and enter by September 1st. No purchase necessary to enter a win. Ends 9/1/13. For official contest rules and details, visit americasbackbone.com.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Hey Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here, and one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely, they're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They're the absolute best. That's Mr. B clothing for men and women. Located on 86th Street in Clive.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural Hy-V Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural Hy-V Angus Reserve today. Dinner out. Just became dinner in.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the USA or Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Download the Mascot and Me app for your iPhone or Android and get your picture taken with Cy. Hello, better. U.S. Cellular. All right, we're back here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Of course, the big game watch coming up, 11 o'clock. Clones, Texas Tech, $6 pitchers on Saturday, $3 fireball shots, half-price appetizers. Good crowd here for the Tulsa game, for the last road game that Iowa State had. This place was hopping, so I would encourage you to come here and hang out at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Time now for five questions, which is, of course, brought to you by Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, where they're going to get you back in the game. It doesn't matter. Weekend warrior. What would you be, Tron? Are you a weekend warrior?
No.
So you're an amateur athlete? Is that it?
Yeah, I'm an amateur, buddy.
You're an amateur?
Can't you tell?
So Bloom would be a weekend warrior because Bloom always comes over on Monday nights to do the Mr. B clothing podcast.
Yeah.
And he's always really dejected because his team, his intramural team, just gets smoked.
Yeah.
Every Monday. They lose by like 40 every week.
Well, do you guys have any players?
No, they're terrible.
We have an accountant and an IT guy.
Well, that's bad.
Sean, did you see Kansas' football team last week?
Are they water boys?
Did you see Kansas last week?
Yes.
It's like Bloom's intramural basketball
team. True story.
Awful.
A lot
like fake punts on the 10-yard line.
They're
terrible.
So are you the point guard or what do you play, Bloom? I'm just curious because you're like 5'2".
Bloom plays the four.
Come on now, I'm 5'6" on a good day.
Okay,
no, I'm
5'6"
I'm a point guard. I'm like Avery Johnson out there.
Nonetheless, if Bloom ever bums an ankle or anything like that, I'm going to encourage him to go to Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine.
You know who Avery Johnson is?
Okay. Hey, Bloom, I'm trying to read a promo here. Quiet down. Personalized care that you deserve. You can find them at the Clive location. They got state-of-the-art facilities, imaging, physical therapy, and so much more. 515-440-2676, dsmcapitalortho.com. Tron, you got a problem?
Man, that CrossFit must be getting to you, man. You can't say Android. You can't say facilities. Are you all right tonight,
buddy? Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good.
I mean, man.
I'm good.
And yes, Bloom, since, you know, Chris Williams rudely interrupted you.
Hey, yes, I'm trying to read a promo. These people
I do know
money.
Who Avery
Bloom's
Johnson
talking over me.
It's out of the blue. Do you know who Avery Johnson is?
Bloom's clearly not in the service industry. All right, five questions.
Wow.
We'll start with hoops. Media day today. Maddie Van Winkle is sitting next to you, gorging on a Hoiberger.
Juicy
here.
Lucy.
Toughest Cyclone to replace from last season. If anybody, we'll start with Tron.
Chris Babb. You know, like I said, Fred, when he was on, it's really tough to replace a guy that you can put on anyone. And we know defense wins games. It's just going to be hard to replace a guy like that. That not only a great defender, but a great shooter also. So, Chris Babb's a guy. I don't care what Bloom says. I won.
Bloom,
Will Clyburn, because he could do like four different things on the floor. So not only are you replacing one guy, you're replacing four guys. He was a Swiss Army knife of Cyclones because he could play the four, he could play the three, he could shoot, he could dribble, he could drive, he could bring the ball up the floor at times. I mean, that guy did a lot of stuff, and you can't just replace him with one guy. Plus, he was 6'7", by the way.
But he disappeared in a lot of games.
I don't know.
I do know.
Scoring-wise, maybe.
How many
but
times
still
did Chris
defended?
Babb disappear on defense? How many times did he disappear?
You both make valid points, but Tron's is more valid because, and that's the route I was going to go, my argument with Bloom. I mean, you could always count on Chris Babb.
Oh, faithful, buddy.
They allowed 70 points a game.
Why couldn't?
But here's the deal.
Why couldn't Will Clyburn, though, the guy you saw against Oklahoma in the second half? I mean, it really troubled me that guy wasn't more consistent because that was a hell of a basketball player. But he wasn't always. He was not always engaged.
He was not Royce White. I'm talking about forget about athletically. I'm talking about you're the guy. You're the guy. You know you're the guy. Sometimes you just got to take the ball and say move out of the way.
If you look at his numbers though, a few were better and they're careers and Will
Clyburn. Tron gets the point.
Thank you.
Don't miss Will Clyburn, though. That's true.
I'm not denying that.
Okay.
Tron gets the point.
Miss Corey Lucius, Tyrus McGee as well.
I was
probably
staying.
Not Booker.
Not really.
No.
They'll miss him as a junior. He hit those threes.
I missed him telling us we're number one on TV.
Yeah. Like that. All right. The media poll or the coaches poll was released today. Iowa State was picked fourth. Baylor third. A tie. Gentlemen, a tie at the top, which really surprised me. It really did. I knew that OSU, Oklahoma State would get some love. I knew that they would. Quality team coming back. But they got five first place votes, as did the Kansas Jayhawks. Of course, Andrew Wiggum, who just made the cover.
Wiggins, yeah.
Who made the cover of Sports Illustrated today. So that could be, we could have a curse coming. But nonetheless, Brent Bloom, you get to go first. Who's your, if you had a vote, who would you go with?
I'd pick Oklahoma State.
That's intriguing.
Marcus Smart will outscore Andrew Wiggins on the season. He'll have more assists than Andrew Wiggins has. And he's got players around him as well. He's got Nash, who's due to do something finally in his career. He's got Cobbins, who's a good big guy. And they've got, and the other kid, who am I missing? Markell Brown.
Yeah, Markell
they got Markell Brown,
Brown
as well. Kansas has Wiggins, yes, and they got a couple other talented young guys, but they're young. Give me the older, talented veteran over the younger team any day of the week.
I agree with you. I really do. I like Oklahoma State. I think they're going to be a really Marcus Smart coming back. You know, you look at this kid and he's got opportunity to do a lot of things, go to the NBA and kind of change his life. And I think he saw that as much as we all thought he was ready, maybe he wasn't ready, and he knew that the team coming back would be a good chance. I think they're probably a little bit more seasoned than Kansas this year. I like Oklahoma State.
The answer you really need and you would have won if you would have picked Kansas is they have Bill Self. The other team has Travis Ford, and that's the easy argument.
Point. Bloom gets the point. That's really all I need to know. I mean, for real. It's not like Kansas is fielding a bunch of slouches.
Yeah.
Well,
now, I think talent-wise, I think OSU is the supreme team. But it's Bill Self versus Travis Ford, gentlemen. Come on.
Yeah, but I think at some point when you have teams and it comes down to mano a mano, it comes down to guys that's been there before. Oklahoma State, that's where they're really, really going to show up and be really hard to beat because they got four or five guys that have been there before on a consistent basis.
You follow this junk a lot more than Tron and I do. But Wiggins, I mean, everybody's saying he's the best guy to come out since LeBron. Is that putting too much pressure on the kid, though? Does he even put him in that category? Because to me, though, like if it's a kid of that stature that's going to be on Kansas's team, then give him the trophy right now. But that just seems like a bit of a stretch.
Athletically, best since LeBron. Talent-wise, best since LeBron. Not even in the same stratosphere talent. Well, I mean, they're close. But they're, no one's LeBron, though.
Thank you.
But what separates LeBron and why he's so good, especially the last couple years, is the other parts of the game, the killer mentality, which from all reports, Wiggins is a nice kid. And he's a talented kid, but he's a nice kid. Will he take over games? He's kind of a little
sounds like Harrison Barnes.
Well, Harrison Barnes did it.
That's where Bill Self comes in, though.
Really, he's closer to Harrison Barnes than LeBron James. Yeah. Okay, that's the more apt comparison for Andrew Wiggins. He's going to be the number one overall pick, yes. He's going to be a great NBA player. But LeBron is so much better than everyone else. You can't compare Andrew Wiggins. And to put that on that kid right now is not fair. He's going to average 15 points and 7 rebounds, which is a good college player, but he's not going to be like LeBron getting 25 and 10.
All right, Bloom got the point there because he dropped the Bill Self line. It's 1-1 as we head into question number 3. Let's shift gears. Let's go to football for just a little bit. Aaron Wimberly, as we noted earlier in the program, 100-yard games, 2 in a row, first time since Alexander Robinson did that back in 2010. Already talked about Texas Tech, statistically, the top rush defense in the Big 12 Conference. Tron Smith, does he make it 3 games in a row at 100 yards?
Aaron Wimberly will have 100-plus yards against Texas Tech. You know what? Respect my torte. I mean, this kid, here's the deal. He's figured it out. He's figured out his offensive line, and we always talk about it. It's chemistry. It's what you understand, what your line's going to do, where they're going to be. And the kid's figured it out. You watch him run. He knows where he needs to be, and he gets there very quick. He'll have 100 yards against Texas Tech.
I'll say no. Texas Tech, as Chris said, the best run defense in the league. They were really good.
They played anybody.
Well, they were really good last year.
They played anybody.
Did they play people last year?
Overrated.
They played people last year.
Okay.
Including Iowa State, by the way, and held Iowa State to 189.
Who was our running back last year?
Well.
Different guy.
Same line.
Different guy.
Same line.
Different guy running.
They have a 3-4 defense.
You know, that guy's still there, and he's not playing.
If Aaron Wimberly is good enough to get 100 yards on his own, then he might get 100 yards. But it's a team game, Dron. You should know that.
He'll have 100 yards.
And Tech's going to make Iowa State throw the ball, which I would do against Iowa State every day of the week. With that 3-4 defense, they can really shut down the run game. They will try it. Iowa State's going to be good on offense if they throw the ball. I think Wimberly gets 80 or 90, but 100's a lot to ask.
80 or 90? Oh, he's going to get 90, but he's not going to get 100?
Get 100.
Thanks, Bloom. Yeah, okay.
You know what? I threw out that question, Foley saying, Bloom changed my mind. Bloom gets the point. Nah, I think
He changed your mind.
He changed my mind. He really did. It's
man,
a great
you
point.
Are such a follower, man.
It's a great point.
I'm just winning the argument today.
It's a good
today.
Point on why Tech is going to make Iowa State throw. I agree with Brent. That,
okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. I'll let you appear.
But I'll agree with you in the sense, Tron, that I think early on Iowa State is just going to gorge on the run. I think they're going to just force feed Aaron Wimberly. If it doesn't work, then all of a sudden Bloom gets the point. It's 2-1. As we go into question number 4, we're going to go a little Big 12. And we don't have a ton of time here, gentlemen, so try and keep your answers as brief as possible. TCU is a 24.5-point home favorite over the lowly Kansas Jayhawks on Saturday. Bloom, who covers in that one?
TCU can't score 24 on Gilbert right now. 24
Paul
is less.
His boy plays.
I know, and they're pretty good defense.
Right.
28 is larger than 24. Kansas sneaks in a cover. Not pretty, but they sneak in the cover.
Kansas doesn't cover.
Tron wins. Did you? Okay, for two reasons.
He didn't watch that game.
I watched Kansas last week, and I actually thought they were going to give TCU or Texas Tech a game. And I mean, I'm just flabbergasted. I cannot fathom how Charlie Weiss's team has gotten worse. And I do. Now, TCU just lost their best defensive player. They've already lost their best offensive player. Program's a mess right now. But I think that there's a lot of frustration in that program. I think they take it out on the Jayhawks.
And you know what? Here's the deal. The Jayhawks won't score. I mean, we talk about TCU. They're probably got the best defense in the conference. Dude, Kansas hates their coach.
TCU might have two defensive touchdowns in that one. Texas or Oklahoma? It's a 14-point spread. We're just going to pick it straight up, though. Any chance at all, Tron, Texas wins?
No.
No chance?
No chance at all.
Bloom?
There's a chance. There's a chance. Texas still has players.
Oklahoma.
It's 2-2, by the way, so bring it right here.
They have players. Oklahoma, Blake Bell last week, did you watch that game? Couldn't do much.
It's the best defense in the league.
Maybe. Texas is playing for Mac Brown's job.
I'm tired of hearing it. Don't say that anymore, Bloom.
True.
I'm tired of hearing it, okay? They've been playing for Mac Brown's job for 3 years, okay? I don't care about that. Here's the thing, man. This is a perfect opportunity for Oklahoma to say, you know what? Somebody's got to claim
Bloom,
the conference.
You better
now's
bring
a good
it.
Time.
You're losing
now
right now.
Now is a good time to claim the conference, and I think Oklahoma takes their shot. What are you doing this for? What are you hooking horning me for?
The last 2 years... Let me finish, Kanye. Texas
remember
lost
like black people.
63-21 and 55-17. That group of Longhorns is humiliated. They can't do that again. Plus Mac Brown, the whole thing. Texas shows some fight. I think they can win. I don't think they will, but they will cover.
So are the refs from Texas or Oklahoma?
They got the refs, too. You never know.
Tron wins. I like Oklahoma not only to win, but I like him to cover the two touchdown
spread.
I think that was the last hurrah from the Longhorns last week. Stick a fork in them. Tron, I'm holding his arm up in the air, everybody. Tron wins 5 questions, of course, brought to you by Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, 515-440-2676. Very quickly, because we're about ready to hear the music. I like Iowa State 30-27 is what I had it at over Texas Tech. Brent Bloom, where are you at on the game?
If Iowa State creates 3 or more turnovers, they win. If it's less, they don't.
31-28 clones. That's where I'm at.
You know what I think, too? And this hasn't been discussed tonight, red zone play. You have Iowa State's 13-for-13 in the red zone. Texas Tech is 27-for-30 in the red zone. Texas Tech's defense is the best red zone defense in the Big 12. I just feel like whoever kicks the field, don't kick field goals. That's going to, you know what I mean? You got to. If Iowa State gets in the red zone, they gotta put up 7 because Texas Tech's going
to
do the same.
I want you to think about what nickname you want to give Big Play Quentin Bundridge after this week.
All right. Tron's calling.
He'll earn
right
his
now.
Nickname this week.
Well, Quentin Bundridge action. No, I think it's going to be. I agree with Bloom. You guys go on the air on 100.3 The Bus at 9 o'clock.
Correct? 9 o'clock. Sure.
All right. Bloom will be on his way to Lubbock tomorrow, so be sure to tune in to him and Ben Bruns on the Cyclone Radio Network, 11 o'clock, 100.3 The Bus. Thanks to everybody here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, of course, our friends at U.S. Cellular, and always Wilson Toyota of Ames and Tron Smith. We will be back next Thursday, barring no Cardinals baseball. Thanks to Fred Hoiberg for stopping by. So long, everybody.